up with any edition of Anglo-Saxon Portraits online at the Radio 3 website by clicking through to the essay page. Well, this is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 10 past 11 now. Next tonight, Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Le corsaire, le grand hurleur est un navire de malheur. Quand il se met en croisière pour aller battre l'anglais, la mer, le vent et la guerre tournent contre les Français. Zumba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zumba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Il est parti de l'Orient avec belle mer et bon vent. Il cinglait bâbord un mur, naviguant comme un poisson. Un grain tombe sur la mâture, voilà le corsaire en ponton. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Il nous fallut remater diablement bourlinguer. Tandis que l'ouvrage avance, on aperçoit à tribord un navire d'apparence amantelé de sa bord. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. C'était un anglais vraiment état, double rangée dedans. Un marchand de mort subite, mais le français n'a pas peur. Au lieu de prendre la fuite, nous le rangions à l'honneur. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Ses boules sifflent sur nous, nous lui rendons coup pour coup. Tandis que la barbe en fume à nos braves matelots, nous voilà pris dans la brume, nous échappons aussitôt. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Ont pu se monter à trois. Un navire plein de patates, plus qu'à moitié chaviré. Un second plein de savates, un troisième plein de fumier. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Dans son bidon. l'auteur. En tombant de la grande dune, dessus le gaillard d'avant, il a bondi dans la pompe et enfoncé le bâtiment. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la. Zimba la zim boum boum, tra la 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 la.
The singer Nicolas Pellerin from Quebec, and the song from which his band takes its name, Les Grandes Heures, which was the name of a particular band of pirates, and that traditional song describing some of their more fearless antics at sea. Welcome to Lake Junction. Here are a whole raft of solid fiddlers from Finland, really getting to the heart of the traditional tunes of their country. Amelia Lajunen, Kukaleto, Suvi Okkala with Pia Klimola at the helm, and all four of them going by the collective name of Fiddle Feast.
Thank you. on Springfield Mountain, learned well, a comely youth who I knew full well. On Monday morning he did go down to the meadow for to mow. He had not heard the trifle he yelled when a wicked serpent bit his heel. He took his scythe and with a blow he laid the wicked serpent low. He laid the wicked serpent low. He took the serpent all in his hand and went straight down to Molly Bland. Oh, Molly, Molly, don't you see this wicked serpent what bit me? Now Molly had a ruby lip with which the poison she did sip. But Molly had a rotten tooth and the poison struck and it killed them both. The poison struck and killed them both. Gently laid them all in one bed, and all their friends, both far and near, did grieve and mourn, for they were so dear. So all you maidens was on and take from Molly Bland and Tommy Blake. A mind when you're in love does you pass too close to patches of high grass, too close to patches of high grass.
Faye Heald and her Hurricane Party of John Bowden, Andy Cutting, Rob Harbron and Sam Sweeney. Not a bad backing band, is it? Their recent release is called Orfeo and they're currently on tour. They've just played tonight in Otley. Hope you enjoyed it, if you were there. Tomorrow night, they're at the Brewery Arts Centre in Kendal, over the weekend in Selby and then Didcot. And they're slowly making their way further south. Do have a look at their website for details. Here's a classic tune used by many teams who dance the Cotswold style of the Morris. It's a tune called Idbury Hill, played on the Anglo concertina by Martin White. And the bells are those of Chelmsford Morris. All too short, this recording, but a delight nonetheless.
Moi je t'aimerai toute ma vie, même si tu ne me crois pas. L'amour que je porte pour toi, ma doudou, est ma soif et tu es ma source. Il me serait difficile de croire que tu es parti pour une autre vie. Moi je t'aime, je t'aimerai, tu es mon nid. Que moi, je n'ai pas moi. 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 Do son kamo ye non bla nyo se ama saone ye mon bla de son kamo ye non bla o nyo se ama saone ye mon bla mon bla o ne kamo ye non nyo se ama saone ye kanya tuma o kanya tuma o kanya tuma o bango wagwayo ya blazwe ne ya yango wagwayo blazwe ne ima o ya kanya tuma o bango wagwayo ima o keke ya jimu ya wa o Diabla bo mabla tué, mabla ke a tu, ke a tu maoya, ke a tu maoua, ke a tu maoua, ke a tu maou, ke a tu le ke a tu, mon poilé pour maoui, ke a yo yo yo.
Lovely stuff. Two musicians from Washington, D.C. and two from Abidjan in Ivory Coast, who after they met and found that they shared common musical ground, lived in a beach shanty near Abidjan Airport for nearly 2 years before finally releasing some of their recordings. That's certainly the most mellow song on the album, a song called Che, which is a love song to a woman who's already moved on. But there are plenty of uplifting moments on this album too. The band is called Zaiti and the album is Zemelewu, which I think means perseverance. Here's something very new from China, where there seems to be a very vibrant electronic music scene. I've got scant details about the composer of this piece, but it's a very intricate, minimalistic, blippy affair. Do put on your headphones if you've got some to hand. The only insight that we do have is from the title of the piece. So this is Fish Cooking by Fu Yu.
Thank you.
So that's the work of Fu Yu and his piece Fish Cooking, which I found on a double album compilation called China, the Sonic Avant-Garde. And that is an overview of what clearly is a very active electronic music scene in China. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And this is a song of the Central African rainforest, where one community that has music at its very heart is the Bayaka Pygmies. This is a love song sung by Esanje.
Thank you.
Isn't the voice such a powerful thing, especially when lots of people mass together like that? That's the congregation of Liberty Baptist Church in Hanegar, Alabama, with one of the best-known sacred harp songs called Idumea. Sacred harp singing is particularly a purely participatory thing. There's no audience at a gathering. Everybody there has to join in, making the power of the sound almost tangible. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of standing in the middle of a room with people singing on all sides and belting out a song like that, but it really is quite transporting. Anyway, away from that tradition, the song Idumea, also known as Am I Born to Die, caught the attention of the experimental music group Current 93 not so long ago, as the words are really worth paying attention to. Words written by Charles Wesley in 1763. Various singers came up with a version, including these two, Baby D and first Anthony Hegarty.
And am I born to die? And lay this body down. And as my trembling spirits fly into a world unknown, a land of deeper shade, unpierced by human thought, the dreary region of the dead, where all things are forgot. Soon as from earth I go, what will become of me? Eternal happiness or woe was then my fortune be? Waked by trumpet sound, I from my grave shall rise and see the judge with glory crowned, and see the flaming skies. Thank you.
That's another piece from Richard Skelton's Verse of Birds, inspired by the coastal landscapes of the west of Ireland, a piece called Bond That Does Not Break, following on there from the voice of Baby D, and he was singing one of the sacred harp songs, Idumea. If you'd like details of those, or of course anything else that you've heard tonight, or all this week in fact, do have a look at the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, where we will post the playlist just as soon as we can. After that very spatial music by Skelton, this seems like a good follow-on. This is Meredith Monk's astronaut anthem from her parable called The Games, in which a civilization struggles to re-establish order after a nuclear holocaust.
Thank you.
Musica Sacra with Astronaut Anthem by Meredith Monk. You're listening to Late Junction. Earlier on tonight we heard a song of the Bayaka Pygmies of the Central African Rainforest. The recordings on this disc are from a film about the Bayaka made by Lavinia Currier and the sound recordist Chris Berry. It's a film called Oka, which will be released in the States later this month, so hopefully it won't be too long before it reaches these shores too. This is another song from the soundtrack, and it's described as a song for thinking. Thank you. Music from another fascinating documentary film, this time about the Guga hunters from the northernmost tip of the Isle of Lewis. Guga are gannet chicks, and every year a hunt takes place in which some 2,000 young birds are killed for meat. It's a somewhat gruesome sight if, like me, you are a vegetarian, but the tradition goes back nearly 500 years. And it's now intrinsically linked with the islanders' identity. The soundtrack to the film was made by the Dead Rat Orchestra. That was a piece called Dad's Banjo, and I'll play you a little more of it before the night is through. Meanwhile, the passive Call to Arms by Ivor Cutler, sung by Jim O'Rourke, and called Women of the World.
If you don't, the world will come to an end, and it won't take long. Women of the world, take over, 'cause if you don't, the world will come to an end, and it won't take long. Thank you.
Jim O'Rourke with Ivor Cutler's Women of the World from his album Eureka. And that's almost it for another week. Great to have your company as ever. My thanks to Peter Meanwell for producing. Do join Fiona Talkington for Late Junction on Tuesday. And I'll leave you with more from the Dead Rat Orchestra and music written to complement the great annual Googa Hunt off the Isle of Lewis. This is called Salt Slide. Till next time, good night.
Welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp with 6 hours of music between now and breakfast, starting with a visit to Norway for a chamber music concert from the 2010 Winter Festival in Røros. It's a festival in which young Nordic musicians make music with more established artists in the picturesque surroundings of the former copper mining town, which is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site, with many of its 17th and 18th century wooden houses still lived in. First on the programme is Beethoven's Clarinet Trio, a spirited piece very much from the 18th century, with a delightful variation form finale on a bouncy theme by Josef Weigl.
Thank you.